We also see cyber threats challenging public trust and confidence in information services and institutions. Russia has clearly assumed an even more aggressive cyber posture by increasing cyber espionage operations, leaking data stolen from these operations, and targeting critical infrastructure systems. China continues to succeed in conducting cyber espionage against the U.S. government, our allies, and U.S. companies. Intelligence community and security experts, however, have observed some reduction in cyber activity from China against U.S. companies since the bilateral September 2015 commitment to refrain from espionage for commercial gain. Iran and North Korea continue to improve their capabilities to launch disruptive or destructive cyber attacks to support their political objectives. Non-state actors, notably terrorist groups, most especially including ISIL, also continue to use the internet to organize, recruit, spread propaganda, raise funds, collect intelligence, inspire action by disciples, and coordinate operations. So in this regard, I want to foot stomp a few points that I've made here before. Rapidly advancing commercial encryption capabilities have had profound effects on our ability to detect terrorists and their activities. We need to strengthen the partnership between government and industry and find the right balance to enable the intelligence community and law enforcement both to operate as well as to continue to respect the rights to privacy. Cyber operations can also be a means to change, manipulate, or falsify electronic data or information to compromise its integrity. Cyberspace can be an echo chamber in which information, ideas, or beliefs, true or false, get amplified or reinforced through constant repetition. All these types of cyber operations have the power to chip away at public trust and confidence in our information, services, and institutions.